views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. A light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris. Then I go to
my... Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. I have to say, this is a really wonderful opportunity for all of us today. We've got two fantastic guests. We've got the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach with us, and a very special healer, Dr. Paula Quinlan, who I've had the great good fortune to meet in person. We're going to cover a lot of ground, and we're going to learn so much. We've got a wealth of information here with these two terrific guests. And I have to add a little extra special note that I'm actually live in Guatemala today, bringing Limelight Radio around the world. How exciting. I've been spending time with the indigenous healers of this beautiful land and learning so much about their medicine and their centuries of healing. So let's start our show by welcoming Dr. Wallach. Let me tell you about him, and then we'll introduce Paula after the next break. Dr. Wallach is a biomedical research pioneer. He's a doctor of veterinary medicine and a naturopath. He spent more than 40 years in the field of veterinary medicine, observing and researching the effects of individual nutrients on animal health before becoming a naturopathic physician in 1982. Today, Dr. Wallach is renowned for his groundbreaking research on the health benefits of selenium and other minerals. He currently dedicates his time to lecturing throughout the world on the therapeutic benefits of vitamins and minerals and on lobbying the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on behalf of the dietary supplement industry. So, Dr. Wallach, we have a lot to share. Welcome to Limelight Radio.
Well, thank you so much, Katina. Appreciate your hospitality.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's a delight. I've respected you for years and listened to you on air and other stations and read some of your work. So thank you for coming and joining this audience. This is an audience in need of your knowledge. These people are crippled with chronic Lyme disease, co-infections, and many autoimmune illnesses. So tell us a little bit, you know, we have so much, but get us oriented to where you've been, you know, finding out what's going on with our country and why the health is failing so.
Well, Katina, if you go back 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, during the times of the Egyptian physicians and the Yellow Emperor in China, where they were identifying specific diseases and looking for cures and so forth, there's been thousands of failed medical theories every century. In the 20th century and 21st century is no different. The idea that cholesterol clogs your arteries and is a contributor to stroke and heart disease is absolute nonsense. I knew that in 1971 after a big NIH project where I did 20,000 autopsies, including 17,000 some change, over 454 species of animals and 3,000 humans, 10 million chemistries, 10 million slides of special stains. Many of the things that doctors have said in the 20th century and 21st century were quite wrong. How could, for instance, type 2 diabetes be a genetically transmitted disease in humans if we find it in crocodiles and alligators and hummingbirds and so forth? How can sickle cell anemia thought to be a genetically transmitted disease in the African-American community. How could that be true if I find it in deer and hummingbirds and rabbits and so on? It just doesn't make sense. So there was a deeper common thread. And of course, it turned out to be nutritional deficiencies of the embryo. There's not a single birth defect that's caused by genetics. Then, of course, is the another failed theory is the idea that salt causes high blood pressure. Well, that went away very fast. That was in my audio cassette tape back in 1963. I said, that's nonsense. Salt does not cause high blood pressure. Might cause edema, swelling of the tissues, if you don't have enough blood protein, if you salt your food, but certainly not going to cause high blood pressure. And then you have to appreciate the biggest one, of course. I guess there's two big ones. One is that the theory was that cholesterol caused plugged arteries and stroke and heart attacks and so on. And, of course, that was all nonsense. Cholesterol is an essential nutrient. And because they got people on cholesterol-restricted diets and put them on cholesterol-lowering drugs, statin drugs, they created new diseases, including Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease caused by a cholesterol deficiency. They cause low T, low testosterone, and erectile dysfunction, menopausal symptoms that women used to never have. And then the biggest one, I think, is the genetic theory. It was a false theory. And all the diseases said to be genetically transmitted or not. And people say, come on, Wallach, they've got to be genetically transmitted because I've got three generations of diabetics in my family. Yeah. Well, they all have a gluten intolerance. And with gluten intolerance, and they live in a place where they don't have the nutrients that are necessary to prevent and reverse type 2 diabetes, which is a simple mineral deficiency. We've known that for 70 years. You're going to have generation after generation with diabetes, and it's not genetically transmitted. Well, I have actually, being a veterinarian, I have a lot of experience with infectious diseases. And this is in laboratory animals and in free-ranging wild animals of all kinds, domestic animals, pets. And so I'm very familiar with microbiology and parasitology, and I'm very, very familiar with Lyme's disease. And so I have people contact me all the time about chronic Lyme's disease. So this is a good place for me to kind of support the great work you're doing and bring some additional light onto the problem. And it's going to be a blessing to your listeners. And so I really appreciate the opportunity to share the information with you.
Oh, please. I'm truly honored to have you. It is. It's a blessing for our listeners to hear firsthand from you. I mean, you've been in this field for, you know, what, over close to 50 years now.
50 years, yes, ma'am.
Oh, man.
In fact, it's greater than 50 years because my first paper was, I wrote the first paper on a mass die-off in America from pollution. And I made the discovery in 61. I was a graduate student in pathology as well as a sophomore veterinary student at the University of Missouri. It was published in 1962. Okay, so there's 38 years plus 15. Okay, so you're looking at, 53 years.
53 years, and then your voice is so youthful because you're taking great care of yourself.
Yes, ma'am. I've been taking the 90 essential nutrients twice a day for 68 years, and they have not been to a doctor with me being ill in 68 years. I've never been on a prescription medication, never had any surgeries, and I've fallen and, you know, had a lot of trauma in my life, car rollovers and things like that, and never broken any bones. And that's because I'm well-nourished, and I give my body everything it needs to maintain itself and repair itself. And, of course,
that's
this
so
is
important,
where...
That's so important, isn't it, being a healthy host? Right, we can get infected with things, but if you're biochemically naturally supported so that everything's running properly, you could probably host a lot of different critters inside, right?
Yeah, you have to appreciate your immune system. It's a very complex mixture of things. Blood proteins that are made in the liver, antibodies that are made in your lymphatic system and the liver. Then, of course, you have your skin, you have your digestive system, you have barriers, urine, you have antibodies that are in your tears, your urine and so forth, and your sweat. There's all these things you have to protect you, and yet we can get infectious diseases and parasites. So that's another subject, and that's why I'm really appreciative of the opportunity to talk about this. And probably the biggest common denominator I find in people with chronic Lyme's disease is that they will also have a chronic gluten intolerance. And this is why oral medications tend not to work for them. And they can take oral antibiotics all they want, but if they're only absorbing 10% because they have intestines that have been damaged from chronic gluten intolerance, they're not going to get the result that they think they should get. And the doctor is bewildered because he sees people get cured with these antibiotics, and why not this individual? Mm-hmm. Well, invariably, they will have a concurrent or parallel running gluten intolerance. And you get them on a gluten-free diet, that means no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and you give them the 90 essential nutrients. I like to do it with the healthy brain and heart pack, which gives you the maximum number of nutrients, and then throw in some of the antioxidants, to, again, to help support the immune system, like our, we have the Cell Shield RTQ, which has resveratrol and turmeric and quercetin in it. And then, of course, we have the selenium, which is just great to support the immune system. There's an enormous amount of research on that against infectious bugs, okay, like the Lyme's disease bacteria. And then the drugs that should kill it in 2 weeks, if everything's right, will begin to do its job.
Yeah, we'll begin to do its job. Yes, Dr. Wallach, it's time for our first station break. So stay with me. We've got a lot of ground to cover. I can tell we're just on the tip of the iceberg here. Audience, I want you to write this website down, limelightminerals.com. This is Dr. Wallach's wonderful website. He's going to share more information with us when we come back, limelightminerals.com. So stay tuned. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. We'll be right back after this station break.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Honey, love, love.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, broadcasting today from Guatemala. And I have with us, up from the northern tier of the United States, wonderful Dr. Joel Wallach, and Paula Quinlan will be joining us a little later. So, Dr. Wallach, let's continue. You were just bringing us into the immune function and what happens with infectious disease. So continue your train of thought, because you were just in a great place there.
Okay, thank you. Well, there's a parallel disease that's said to be an autoimmune disease, rheumatoid arthritis, which is caused by a bug also. It's caused by an infectious organism, which is easily killed with an antibiotic. But if you have this gluten intolerance, you can take all the antibiotics you want, and your efficiency of absorption is way down, and so you're not going to get the benefit. And so the doctors will say, see, we need to give you methotrexate, gold shots, cortisone, and so forth, because nothing's going to touch it, nothing we can do about it. We can slow it down, we can relieve your pain, and so forth. And this is the way they talk about people with chronic Lyme disease, when really there's a parallel gluten intolerance going on. Mm. And doctors miss this part very, very badly. I had such great luck with the response, positive response, in Lyme disease patients who've been ill for some of them as much as 25 years. And say, what? You yeah. should be able to kill the Lyme disease bug in 2 to 3 weeks with antibiotics. What do you mean? Are you getting injectable antibiotics? No, I've been taking oral antibiotics all these years, but it doesn't seem to have any impact. Well, that's because you're not absorbing it. And so I started looking into what the possibilities were for malabsorption of antibiotics. And there's a lot of concurrent things that go along with gluten intolerance. Skin problems, of course, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, and rosacea. I find that a lot of chronic Lyme disease patients have these skin issues. There can be chronic bronchitis, and asthma is a very common. They say, you're 42 years old. How come you just got asthma? Well, that's because they can't absorb the nutrients. Asthma is a simple nutritional deficiency. Okay, and if you can't absorb enough of that nutrient, you're going to get asthma. You get rid of the gluten out of your life, you supplement with these nutrients, and the asthma goes away. Your immune system starts working because you're absorbing the nutrients required to make your immune system happy and work properly. And again, here's where the beta-glucan from our restart division of our company, the Cell Shield RTQ from Youngevity itself, and the selenium, which is in the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs, which I like to give to Lyme disease patients to maximize their genetic potential for a healthy immune system. And the same thing with rheumatoid arthritis. If I get people on a gluten-free diet, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, if they're going to drink beer, they got to drink the gluten-free beers, because most beers are made with wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And so you have to be very, very careful. Also, dog food is a great, and cat food is a great contamination. Because most dry dog foods and dry cat foods are made from grains. And, of course, the companies will sell it to you saying, oh, they're made from whole grains, and we're supposed to believe that that's good. Well, that's why dogs and cats get hot spots, and they lick themselves, and they itch and have all kinds of skin problems. And you get them on a gluten-free diet. Not only do the hot spots go away in the dogs and the cats, and the licking between the toes and the rolling right. around trying to itch their backs, all that goes away. But what happens here is the people in the household get better, because they don't have all that dust from the dry dog food and the dry cat food in the house, and especially the individuals who are feeding the dog and the cat, and they're scooping out all that dry dust. And in some of these dry dog foods and cat foods, the first ingredient is wheat flour. And so you say, okay, so that cross-contamination with a pet laying on your lap watching TV, let's say everybody in the household is gluten-free. Nobody's mm-hmm. cheating in the house, but they work in a bakery. They come home, they throw their clothes in the washer and dryer with yours. That wheat dust or barley dust or rye dust or oat dust on their clothes gets on your clothes in the washer and dryer and contaminate you from cross-contamination. And so it's very difficult to be totally 100% gluten-free, but you have to work it. You have to be obsessive about it. And suddenly now, people with chronic Lyme disease will begin to get better, because they're going to be able to absorb the medication. And otherwise, you're just going through the motions of taking the medication for 25 years, not getting the benefit. That's because you're not absorbing it.
Yeah, so I can understand it properly then. The lining of your intestines is all inflamed and irritated because of the gluten causing inflammation in there. And as
That's
you
correct.
Said, then whether it's good food, bad food, medications, et cetera, it's not being properly absorbed.
That's right. And, of course, what it's called is a, when you put, like, poison ivy on your skin, you get contact dermatitis. Mm-hmm. When you're gluten intolerant and you eat gluten, you're going to get a contact enteritis. Nobody is allergic to wheat, barley, or oats because they have a gluten intolerance. You can have a wheat allergy and not have a gluten intolerance. Okay? You can have a gluten intolerance without having a wheat allergy. One does not cause the other. They're not even related. One has a histamine and all kinds of a chemical cascade mm-hmm. going on in your body. You're gluten intolerant, the only thing that really happens is you get a contact enteritis, and those villi, that lining of your intestine, goes away, and you lose 85%. You'll lose 85% of the absorptive surface in your intestines. So what if you're only getting 15% of the medication you're taking for Lyme disease? You can see we're not going to have any result.
Right. And Dr. Wallach, how did gluten become such an antagonist for us? I mean, has it always been that and we just didn't realize it for 100+ years, or has something changed in the type of gluten that we're ingesting?
Well, a lot of people like to think that it's the GMOs and so forth, and that'll be, you know, that's an ongoing investigation. Mm-hmm. Nobody really knows right now, but there's theories that the GMO stuff has something to do with it. But I believe when you go back and you look, people have had asthma forever. People have had eczema, dermatitis, and psoriasis and rosaceas forever. People have had bowel problems, constipation, diarrhea. They've had their appendix problems forever. They've had irritable bowel syndrome and so forth forever. Mm-hmm. And so it's not like the diseases are new. It's just our knowledge of what causes them are new.
Yes. Right, because
so
I think we've had gluten intolerance forever. Grandparents that maybe had asthma, or I can think of my grandpa that was born in 1894 with psoriasis.
There you go. Well, he had a gluten intolerance. Yep.
Right,
his mama passed it on to him.
Not genetically, but passed it on to him.
Yeah, and so, yeah, your grandpa had it when he was a baby. And this shows up, you know, the colicky babies where they have belly pain when they nurse their mother. Mm-hmm. And this breast milk is supposed to be good for you. Well, unless the mother is gluten intolerant and gluten's coming through her breast milk, contaminating the baby. And so she says, well, the baby couldn't tolerate my breast milk, so I put the baby on a formula. And I really did a good thing. I gave my breast milk to the Leachy League. And then she caused other people's babies to have a gluten intolerance because it's a contact thing as opposed to a genetic thing.
I understand. Yeah, you've framed it very well. I can see the inside of the lining of the digestive tract as you've explained this. So at some point in time, cultures didn't eat much wheat, right? They maybe if they lived on the seaside, they ate a lot of sea vegetables and fish and didn't farm wheat the way we do now.
If you look at it, the Chinese don't have chronic Lyme disease, mm-hmm. okay? And their ships go back and forth, and people go back and forth. So carrying the bug back and forth, they get all the disease we get. So why don't they get rheumatoid arthritis? Why don't they get Lyme disease? Why don't they get skin problems? Why don't they get irritable bowel syndrome? Well, because they live on rice and sweet potatoes. They don't eat the small grains. They don't eat wheat, barley, rye, and oats until they come here. They eat like us, and then they get all the disease we get, including asthma and skin problems and gut problems and Lyme disease. All right? And so they go back home, they get back on rice and sweet potatoes, it all goes away.
It makes all the sense. And people, too, that probably lived in the highlands where they couldn't farm wheat. They, you know, had small patches. They would grow, you know, vegetables, et cetera, that would grow in these small parcels of land.
Yeah, and if you go back to the biblical days, you know, when Joseph interpreted the Pharaoh's dreams, he said, well, your dreams say that you have to store grain for 7 years because there's going to be 7 years of famine. You're going to have to feed the grain to the people. Well, Joseph and the Pharaoh weren't talking about wheat because wheat wasn't an agricultural product back then. Okay, it was actually millet was the grain of the day. And so it was quite safe and did not cause gluten intolerance.
Totally makes sense, Dr. Wallach. And here we are, you know, all these years later and the culture's really diseased with to the tune of 50 million autoimmune stricken individuals in the United States alone, and that doesn't even include the chronic Lyme disease numbers.
Yeah, when you throw that on top, you're probably altogether people who have chronic diseases, including obesity. You see more people with gluten intolerance with obesity than you do without obesity, without gluten intolerance. And the reason is, of course, when you have gluten intolerance, you cannot absorb certain nutrients. And these nutrients, when you're missing them, will make you hungry. One of the symptoms of the deficiency is for you to have food cravings and binge eating and the munchies, and you'll gain weight if you choose poorly. And, you drink a lot of soft drinks with corn syrup as a sweetener.
Right.
And this is caused by a mineral deficiency that causes you to have the munchies and cravings. And if you choose to eat things like chocolate, good dark chocolate without any sugar in it, that's a good thing. But if you choose to eat or drink 2 liters of Pepsi a day or 2 liters of Coca-Cola today with the corn syrup in it, you're going to gain weight. See, people say, well, if I'm not absorbing, how can I gain weight? Well, you're going to gain weight because you can absorb the calories, but you can't absorb the nutrients.
You're not absorbing the nutrients. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You're framing this so beautifully.
This would be a question I'd like to have you do a little survey on your members, your listeners. How many people with chronic Lyme disease have skin problems, have bowel problems, have respiratory problems? How many of them also have a weight problem?
Yes. Okay. That's a great question. Audience, it's time for a station break. I want, if you're on your computers, Facebook me right now and start telling me, do you have skin problems, weight problems, digestive problems, asthmatic issues? Let's give some feedback to Dr. Wallach if we can in the next 30 minutes. So it's time for a station break. Stay tuned, everyone. This is Katina Macris with Limelight Radio. We'll be right back.
You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry?
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a...
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we're visiting with the wonderful Dr. Wallach. Dr. Wallach, I have to tell you, we've already had two feedback replies to your question on Facebook. How many people or what kind of symptoms are they suffering? Mm-hmm. We've got several who've said they have celiac problems. We have someone else, COPD, asthma, Morgellon. So
well, there you
already
go.
We're getting feedback to your question.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and listeners, keep Facebooking me. Let me know so we can tell Dr. Wallach about this connection here with gluten. So, Dr. Wallach, you have had wonderful success with helping people reclaim their health. And please tell
Absolutely.
Us about some of your success formulas that you have, what you like to approach these cases with.
Okay, well, first, I give the people the option. Do they want to use antibiotics or do they want to use an herbal formula, which will support the immune system and has the capacity to kill bugs? We call it killer biotic, kind of like Geraldine's boyfriend, killer biotic. And one of my favorite Albert Einstein concepts is that insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over and expecting a different result. And the medical system, and when it comes to Lyme disease and rheumatoid arthritis and other diseases, thought to be autoimmune, like lupus and things like that, they have failed the American public terribly because they fail to look at these other pieces. In every case, whether it's lupus, fibromyalgia, whether it's rheumatoid arthritis or Lyme disease, I've found that almost everybody has this gluten intolerance, and that's why they're not able to absorb the oral medications, and they're not getting the results they'd like to have. We get them on a gluten-free diet, and we get them on the 90 essential nutrients. Again, I like the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack because it has all the nutrients I want them to have, one per 100 pounds of body weight. And I like the killer biotic if they choose to. Some people like to do both. Say, well, I'm going to do the antibiotics and the herbal thing, which is fine with me. That's, you know, that's their choice. But the herbal blend is eight herbs, and two of them, they all are designed to support the immune system, but two of them actually have antimicrobial properties. They just work like a charm with rheumatoid arthritis, which is caused by a bug called mycoplasma, and also it works like a charm with people with chronic Lyme disease. And so I just love that herbal combination called killer biotic. I like
killer
to use them
biotic.
When they're right
I love
in,
that. Okay.
Killer biotic, yeah, right when they're in the acute phases in the beginning, I like to use three of the killer biotic, three twice a day for each 100 pounds of body weight. And after they get into the chronic phase, they can use that's three twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in the acute phase, and then three a day per 100 pounds of body weight in the chronic phase, and they seem to do very well. And then get on a gluten-free diet and support the immune system. Again, I like the Cell Shield RTQ. I like our beta-glucan 300, which has resveratrol in it, and the glutathione in it, very, very great support for the immune system. And once your immune system kicks in, everything else seems to work. And it had such great results with chronic Lyme disease. People who've had it for 10, 15, 20 years, usually within a month or two, it's gone. And then we have people who have rheumatoid arthritis. They've had it for 23 years. And then within 30 days, the pain's gone for the first time without medication. And in a year's time, they go from being gnarled up like a pretzel to being able to play concert piano. And
oh,
so these things.
Oh, my gosh, Dr. Wallach, isn't that wonderful to see that kind of restoration?
I believe it's a God thing. It's one of those things where I think as long as we stay on the rails and use God stuff, we're going to have a much better result. We start getting off into the ozone and doing some really weird things that the medical system likes to do, then I think we get into trouble.
Yeah, right. We just get into these, particulates that they've extracted from one plant and then tried to synthesize and duplicate in a lab, and it does not have the synergistic qualities of a natural plant or mineral.
Yeah, and there's no nutrition in a pharmaceutical, and your body just craves nutrition to fend off disease. And have you ever heard of the term epigenetics?
Yes, yes. Tell the listeners about that.
Okay, well, this is quite useful for the Lyme disease population. My newest book is called Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. And basically, to maximize your genetic potential for longevity and health, and here it comes, fending off disease, speed and strength and intelligence, you have to give your genes, your DNA, and your RNA and your telomeres everything they need to accomplish these things. Fending off disease requires an enormous amount of nutrition. I'm not talking about calories or percentages of protein and fats. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 3 fatty acids. Every gene, every molecule of DNA, RNA, and the telomeres, little end caps and chromosomes, require this stuff. Mm-hmm. Even if you have good genes to help defend yourself, they can't work properly if they're not getting the stuff to work. And so our food doesn't have it in it anymore. And, you know, our ancestors were tough, and that's because they did not have electricity. Electricity has been something that's caused us to have a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And the reason is when we were using wood for fuel, Katina, we were using wood for fuel. What happened was we would take the wood ashes, which are really the minerals that were left when you burnt the wood. We put them in the garden. Our food plants would soak up these minerals. We'd eat those foods, and we'd get minerals at that time by eating those plants that had sucked up all the minerals, things like pumpkins and sweet potatoes and onions and corn and tomatoes and okra and beans and peas and so forth. And when we went to electricity at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City, in the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge, within 10 years, every industrialized nation switched to electricity as fuel as opposed to wood, and we didn't have any more wood ashes to put in our gardens.
I know. I dump my wood ashes in my garden. I'm being a good girl, aren't I?
Yes, you are, because that's going to support your immune system. And that's why our relatives, they were able to do things health-wise that we can't do today. They could recover from horrible diseases and fend off diseases. And, you know, they get Lyme's disease and rabbit fever and things like that, which is kind of a plague. And instead of dying just after a couple of weeks of a fever with these diseases, they would get better because they're getting all the nutrients to support their immune system. And, of course, in many cases, like we on the farm, we would only eat wheat bread after church on Sundays. The rest of the week we were eating corn. We would eat, and, of course, it wasn't GMO way back then. And also we were dealing with corn bread, all the kinds of stuff. We weren't eating wheat 5 times a day.
Right. It was sort of a specialty thing, just the way sugar was, too. I can remember my grandparents
saying,
oh, no. That first of all, it was refined, and then second of all, it was too expensive.
Exactly.
And so we Dr. Wallach, so, you know, I love this information about the epigenetics. So many people are depleted in all these essential minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, all that, all the memory loss and cognitive issues of Lyme disease. I mean, we're looking at amino acids and essential fatty acids right there, aren't we?
Exactly. And, of course, when doctors put people on a statin drug to lower your cholesterol and they get you on a cholesterol-restricted diet, it's going to contribute to Alzheimer's disease and other dementias, low T, erectile dysfunction, and your immune system goes down, which contributes to chronic Lyme disease. So I really want people to contact you through limelightminerals.com, and it's going to be exciting because we'll be able to help a lot of people through your efforts. I can't thank you enough for all the great things you and your team does.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Wallach. We are very like-minded. I'm a recovery story, as many of my listeners know, of following an approach like yours. We rebuilt all my depletions, got my immune system working again, and went after the bugs after we detoxified and built my depletions and were able to use the herbal formulas. But I love these formulas you're describing. And audience, I'm going to say the website again, limelightminerals.com. Dr. Wallach's wonderful website, and his number, if I can give out the phone number, is 612-405-3042. I'll say it once more. 612-405-3042. And Dr. Wallach, you've got several books, don't you?
Well, I've got 14 that was written for the general public. My most well-known one is Dead Doctors Don't Lie. People won't remember my name, but many of them remember the audio cassette tape and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. That was titled that way because the average lifespan of doctors, according to their own survey, it came out in 1999, the average lifespan of medical doctors in America is 56. Why would you go to a group of people whose average lifespan is 56 to learn how to live to be 100 in a healthful way? Didn't make sense to me. And, of course, having worked on a big project for the National Institutes of Health, where I did 20,000 autopsies, 10 million chemistries, 10 million slides of special stains, it came out in a 1,200-page book that's in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. I'm so proud of that.
Oh, my gosh, bless you.
Yeah, I'm very, very proud of that. It was a multi-million-dollar grant that was gotten by Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom show. And I had given him a copy of my original paper from 1962, when I ran into the first mass die-off in America from pollution and got it written up and worked up very well documented. Everybody had postulated that there was going to be one, but nobody found it except me in December of 1961, got published in 62.
That's
and so
fabulous,
I gave him a copy
Dr.
of
Wallach.
It.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, we've got to take our station break, and I'm going to give you feedback from our Facebook gang that's been posting. Audience, stay tuned. We're going to jump off for a station break and come back with Dr. Wallach for our last segment of Limelight Radio. Great show today. Stay tuned.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. Facebook, you guys are great. Dr. Wallach, we've got over a dozen, maybe 15, 16 replies, people telling me asthma, colitis, rashes, all kinds of GI issues. You're right on the money here. They're responding like crazy. So we've got a great feedback, which is wonderful.
It's wonderful.
To hear.
You'll get them all on a gluten-free diet and get them on the killer biotic and the other antioxidants. Guess what? Get them on. This will be a miracle for your group.
Yeah. So did you hear that, everyone? Gluten-free diet, killer biotics, and get onto Dr. Wallach's website, limelightminerals.com, for some more help. I want to take a few minutes, if we can, Dr. Wallach, and bring on Paula Quinlan, who will join us on another show. But she is a coach, educator, and speaker, and a nationally certified natural health professional. Paula has had a transformational journey from severe depression, and then her life took a devastating turn when she got Lyme disease that attacked her central nervous system. Medical doctors and specialists could help her with no success, and Paula turned to natural medicines and complementary approaches and the rainforest energy and therapeutic essential oils to help conquer the disease. So Paula, say a quick hello to us.
Well, hello, and thank you very much from cold and snowy Minnesota.
I know. My gosh, it's below zero up there, isn't it?
I think we made it up to zero today.
Oh, my gosh, Paula, batten down the hatches. I'm going to have you back on another show because your story is profound, and I want to take the time to really let listeners hear about your recovery journey. But you're in great synergy with Dr. Wallach and his approach. So just give us a few words, if you can, to listeners. Give them some messages of hope.
Well, one of the things that when I figured out what was wrong with me and figured out that it was chronic Lyme, one thing that I decided right from the very start was that the higher power, God, or however you understand your higher power, was going to bring me the resources and the people that I needed when I was ready to receive their message. And so it was a five-year journey for me to finally break through to the other side. And then I was able to start getting back into working again after losing everything I had worked for 30 years and filing bankruptcy. And now I'm a productive, you know, tax-paying citizen again. And then I was just really blessed when I was introduced to Dr. Joel Wallach last year, just less than a year that we were introduced to Dr. Joel Wallach's mission. And it's just been a godsend for me again to incorporate the 90 for Life nutrition that that he has brought with his company. And it's really, really starting to change my energy even more so than what it has, and bringing more clarity and functionality to my systems, my body systems. And so I just really appreciate what this whole group of micronutrition has done for me. Even though it already made a lot of changes in what I was doing, there was room for improvement. And it is certainly, I'm certainly noticing tremendous amount of improvement as I continue to make additional changes in incorporating more and more of this micronutrition into my program.
Oh, that's fantastic to hear, Paula. I know you were seriously ill because when you and I met in person, I remember you telling me how completely devastated your nervous system and body had become. So here you are working really at the cellular level at restoring your body's function with this fabulous program Dr. Wallach has.
Well, and that's pretty much what you have to do is you really have to go to the cellular level because there is so much that is stuck in that cellular level. And Dr. Wallach kind of alluded to it with his epigenetics. And there's so much baggage that we bring forth in our DNA and our RNA that has to be addressed as well. We can't just focus on killing the bug. We've got to address a lot of what is keeping us stuck in our pain story and being able to rise above that. Let go of that pain, let go of that baggage, and make room for all that good nutrition to come in.
That's so wisely said, and it's true. Lyme disease really is a journey of spiritual transformation, isn't it?
It is. It is.
It really is. It's sort of like the modern day pilgrimages that people walked centuries ago. Lyme disease takes us on that kind of path.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I do share with a lot of my clients is that I truly believe that those of us that are attracting this Lyme infection, this Lyme energy to us, we are being called to a higher purpose, and it's up to us. We got to figure out what that higher purpose is now, and what are we going to do with this information? Because we're having to go through a lot of life transformations to rise above this and be able to get back to be productive citizens again.
Yes, and as Dr. Wallach really really detailed for us, if we look at where we are now as a society, how we eat, what our lifestyle's like, the advent of electricity, you know, we're radically different than our ancestors were 100 and 200 years ago. So, you know, chronic illness and all these infectious plagues that we're talking about are rampant, and both of you are wonderful voices of encouragement for our listeners of how we can restore ourselves and live a quality life. Thank you both for joining me. Dr. Wallach, you have a wealth of knowledge and remarkable, you know, information, and I'm so applaud you to keep working so hard in the field to help people reclaim their lives. Thank you so much for everything that you do.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I want to thank Paula for sharing her story. I look forward to a full program with all of her adventures with Lyme disease and other issues because she is a great lady, and I can't thank her enough for doing what she does, because we need generals in the Army to help people, and she's obviously one of the generals in the Army, just like you are, Katina.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Paula definitely is a force of nature, and yeah, Paula, what? I mean, look at the turnaround you've made in a relatively short time.
Well, yeah, I think it, like I say, I had a lot of help up from up above on this journey, and I think that's where we really got to look to all the resources that we have available to us, and it may be that, you know, one of those resources may only be with us for a very short amount of time, but it becomes a piece of the puzzle that brings together the whole picture then for us.
I agree with you 100%. Paula, do you have a website to share with our listeners?
Well, my personal website is paulaquinlan.com, so it makes it nice and easy.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. And everyone else, I want to remind you again to go to limelightminerals.com to get more information from wonderful Dr. Wallach. I also love Dr. Wallach. I'm like Limelight Radio and you're Limelight Minerals. I think we have some synergy going here.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you so much for the survey. And as you can see, there's so many people with chronic Lyme disease that have a concurrent gluten problem. We get off the gluten, and then the nutritional support, the herbal support, the spiritual support we're giving them is going to maximize themselves.
You're right. I'm looking at the Facebook page right now. It's flooded. We've got over 25 people that have responded to that question. So
wow.
Thank you, Dr. Wallach. Thank you, Paula Quinlan. You've been wonderful guests today. I would love to do a part two with each of you. So I hope you'll come back and
Let's
join me again on Limelight Radio. This is a fabulous platform to educate the world with.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Talk when
God bless you.
Get back on American soil again.
Definitely. Audience, you've been great. Thank you for participating on the Facebook little questionnaire we just did. I hope you enjoyed today's show. You can always listen to us on archive. Go to limelightradio.com, hit the archive link. Also, go to iTunes and type in Limelight Radio. You can get any one of our podcasts forever archived. And this show I'll post tomorrow on Facebook so you can pass it amongst your friends. But please tune in with us every week. Groundbreaking information, fabulous guests. Thank you, Paula Quinlan. Thank you, Dr. Wallach. It's been my honor and privilege to have you today. And as always, Brian Sullivan, you're on your toes, my wonderful producer down at WBLQ Transformation Talk Radio. This has been a great week. I'm in Guatemala. I'll be back with you next week on American soil in USA, and we'll have another fabulous show. Thank you, everyone. This is Katina Macris, Limelight Radio.
Up there, beyond the sky.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me, please.